This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. It was a good week for Star Wars fans. Yep. Tickets for Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker went on sale just as Monday Night Football started and the long-awaited trailer debuted at halftime. And it debuted on what would have been Carrie Fisher's 63rd birthday. The actress died in 2016 and has been seen in scenes shot before her death. It opens December 20th. The cat is out of the bag thanks to Vin Diesel. Cardi B looks to have notched a role in the upcoming Fast and Furious 9 movie. Diesel posted a clip from their final day of shooting for Fast 9 in the UK with Cardi, as both looked as if the countless hours on set had worn them down. Cardi said, quote, "I think this is going to be the best one. I need to take a nappy nap," unquote. For Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard, it was a memorable day when they tied the knot. However, remembering the actual date is proving to be difficult for the duo. We were reminded by family and friends that at some point last week, it was our 5-year wedding anniversary, Kristen wrote on Instagram. A fan, though, quickly pointed out it was actually their 6th anniversary. Idiots! An LA judge has ordered Sofia Vergara to pay her ex Nicholas Loeb $80,000 for legal fees. As you may recall, the Modern Family star was previously engaged to Loeb, and they planned on having a baby together using in vitro fertilization and a surrogate. He wanted to move forward with it long after they split up. She filed suit to block it. Literally. After a comment Miley Cyrus made created backlash, the singer returned to social media to clarify what she'd said in the profanity-laced original post. The controversy revolved around the fact that she told followers you don't have to be gay, while she clarified later, saying, "You don't choose your sexuality, you're born as you are. It's always been my priority to protect the LGBTQ community." Get it straight. Sorry. Kanye West has finally dropped his much-delayed Jesus is King album. After several previous release dates for the gospel-influenced album came and went, it finally dropped Friday, coinciding with the release of the accompanying documentary of the same name in IMAX theaters around the world. Perhaps the release date constantly changed depending on if Kanye took his meds or not. Yeezus! Rosario Dawson and members of her family have been sued over a transphobic assault against a handyman. The actress, 40, and femme are being sued for discriminating against a transgender man, as well as assault, battery, and trespass. Deidre Finley, who goes by Dedrick Finley, claims they turned on him after he came out to them. Let's hope they get their story straight. Sorry. Monica Lewinsky will produce a documentary entitled 15 Minutes of Shame for HBO Max. Lewinsky has teamed with Catfish co-host and producer Max Joseph to produce the doc about the culture of public shaming. It's described as a look at people from around the world who've been caught up in a situation that involved public criticism and humiliation. And cigars. Okay, not that. Nick, Joe, and Kevin Jonas have been hit with a lawsuit accusing them of ripping off an artist. Jonas Brothers Enterprises LLC, along with each brother personally, are being sued by photographer Michelle Eve Sandberg. She says she took photos of the group at American Airlines Arena in Miami and had them copyrighted. The brothers used those photos without her permission. Ka-ching! Maybe. A week before its planned arrival, China has decided not to release Quentin Tarantino's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood in theaters. Much of it has to do with how Bruce Lee is depicted in the film. The director's ode to late 60s Hollywood would have marked the first time a non-edited Tarantino film received a widespread release in China. Well, China still says, "May you." The upcoming Matt Reeves Batman movie starring Robert Pattinson is going to be completely separate from Joker. It's kind of a different world, Pattinson says. You know, he's putting a new spin on Bruce Wayne as a young man, taking over the role from Ben Affleck, who starred as the Dark Knight in two DC films. It releases June 25th, 2021. Dang, I've got a dentist appointment that day. Jason Momoa is gearing up for the highly anticipated Aquaman sequel, and it sounds like it's going to be epic. The actor said, quote, "There's a lot more in store on so many more levels. It's way bigger," unquote. Momoa, 40, explained how he'd taken his ideas for the sequel to Warner Brothers. James Wan, the director, loved them, and the rest is history. Deep, wet history. Even with all its record-smashing success, Disney has shown in recent years that it isn't immune to an occasional misfire. That's being proven again with Maleficent, Mistress of Evil, a sequel with a $185 million budget that's grossed only $36 million in North America last week, and it's turning to overseas markets for better results. Guess Americans just think she's one strange bitch. In his great new memoir, Me, Elton John remembers a piano player named Winifred Atwell, a big, immensely jolly Trinidadian lady who came to popularity in the 50s. He describes her sense of glee and the way she would lean back and look at the audience with a huge grin on her face while she was playing, like she was having the best time in the world. Yep, from one queen to another. The Trash Bin. Fetty Wap has been charged with battery stemming from his September incident with a Las Vegas security guard, and incriminating footage has surfaced of the fight. A video was posted filmed outside the Mirage Hotel where last month's fight went down. In it, you can see Fetty punching a security guard twice with guards swarming in on him to bring him down. Yep, guilty!
The news wrap-up.
Verizon will offer customers a year of Disney Plus for free. Samsung has admitted to a major security flaw in its phones that lets anyone bypass fingerprint sensors. Amazon's third quarter earnings fell short of street expectations, driving its stock down as much as 9%. iPhone's update has left Apple fans fuming over deleted emails. Some said, phew!
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Maleficent stays on top of the box office for the second week.
The number one album.
Post Malone returns to the top of the charts with Hollywood's Bleeding.
The number one app.
Of course, what else? It's Minecraft.
The number one book.
Elton John's biography, Me, is the number one nonfiction book.
Danny Snodgrass Jr., professionally known as Taz Taylor, is a record producer and songwriter, as well as the founder of the Internet Money Collective. He grew up in Jacksonville, Florida, and his father, the drummer for a local band, brought him to band practice where he began learning the drums and guitar. Taylor lost interest in playing instruments as he grew up and dropped out of school in seventh grade. At the age of 17, his mother got cancer, and Taylor looked for a new way of earning income. He began producing mixtapes and selling them, and that led him to rappers like Trey Songz and Designer, who both loved his beats and paid handsomely for them. He formed his Internet Money company, and now other producers can sell their beats through Taz's company. Here's Internet Money featuring Lil Tecca and a Boogie with the Hoodie with the song of the week, Somebody.
Why you jacking static till we roll off? I got all these bitches loving me like I ain't so soft. Start talking with your chest, little bitty bitch, you better hold off. Told her to hit my jacket when she hit me, told her hold off. I just want somebody, body, to treat me like somebody, body. And not like anybody, body. All you gotta do is love me for me, girl. I just want somebody, body, to treat me like somebody, body. And not like anybody, body. All you gotta do is love me for me, girl. I just want somebody, body, to treat me like somebody, body. You wanna talk, you better call me, call me. Don't gotta wait, don't gotta storm me, storm me. You know I'm on my phone, I pick it up when it ring. You know I hit you back cause you was my everything. You know you be my queen if you let me be a king.
That was Internet Money featuring Lil Tecca and a Boogie with the Hoodie with the song of the week, Somebody. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.